This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. That's the sound of Hurricane Dean hitting Bull Bay on the southern coast of Jamaica. The Category 4 storm smashed into trees and homes, leaving behind landslides and flooded roads. Electricity has been shut off to protect the electrical infrastructure, and the government has declared a 48-hour curfew.
We saw a prefabricated building at the Department of Forestry falling to pieces.
Jody Brown-Lindo is with Radio Jamaica in Kingston, Jamaica. She was outside on the street when the storm struck.
First, we saw the trees begin to dance, and then there were signs that were posted for buildings, etc. They started to flap about the place, and that's when we knew the storm was coming. Then you heard the howl of the winds, and then it started picking up speed.
Jody Brown-Lindo in Jamaica, which at least was spared a direct hit. So far, Hurricane Dean has killed 8 people as it made its way through the Caribbean. Later today, Dean could become a Category 5 storm. It's expected to hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula tomorrow. Here in the United States, the remnants of Tropical Storm Erin have killed at least 13 people. Severe flooding in Oklahoma, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Texas had many people seeking shelter on rooftops and fire stations. One Minnesota state senator told the Associated Press that this is the worst disaster to hit southeast Minnesota in a lifetime. In Wisconsin, the storm caused a mudslide that pushed a house onto State Highway 35, and there are reports that 8 people in Brownsville, Texas, survived their homes after they were pushed over a bluff by a mudslide.